Residents in the southern Philippines buried their dead on Friday as rescue workers continue to search remote areas for survivors of Typhoon Bopha. The typhoon, which struck the country on Tuesday last, has left more than 400 people dead and nearly as many are still missing. Anne Schneibel spoke with Catholic Relief Services country representative Joseph Curry about the situation on the ground.
The situation is in central South Mindanao, the southernmost island, where the typhoon made landfall. Extreme winds, powerful flash floods have wiped out whole communities. There's two main provinces, Compostela Valley and Davao Oriental, and a third one, Surigao del Sur. CRS and Caritas Philippines are doing assessments. It's dire, extreme damage throughout. We do not know on the numbers of homeless, but in the tens of thousands. We're talking about a water emergency, a shelter emergency, a need for food and other essential household items. People are wandering around looking for shelter. They're looking for basic items to sustain themselves.
What is the outlook for bringing humanitarian aid to these victims?
Yeah, the government just made an appeal to the international community for assistance. And we've been working on a response now. We're getting our first supplies into the areas this weekend. We're trying to supply basic hygiene materials like soap, sleeping mats, blankets, and trying to set up a water supply operation within the week.
What are your impressions of the overall sense of morale on the ground at this time?
Well, I think people are traumatized. My staff meeting victims in these areas, they're finding people are just stunned. They still are having trouble coping with the disaster. It came so quickly. They didn't expect it to be so long. And they've lost everything they had in a lot of cases. They've lost their livelihoods. They've lost their houses. They've lost their family's assets. So they're trying to think of ways to cope. And I think it will be a number of days, if not weeks, before people are able to get back on their feet.
What sort of support is the church providing for the victims of the typhoon in the Philippines?
The church is working very hard to assist people, not just with materials and relief items, but also spiritually to help people organize themselves and to bury their family members and to give them solace spiritually. And the church has been quite remarkable to see the bishops and priests, other clergy working together like this.